At Ag Classic in Kearney, we're visiting with Ross Corvus, economic policy analysis with the Pro Exporter Network. Ross, you spoke to the group this morning, and you talked about the fact that this is going to be a challenging year. It could be a tough year for people in agriculture because there's so many things that they've got to deal with. I think you made the comment in your over 30 years of working in this area that you've never seen so many different issues to be dealt with.
Yes, I think if you just look at it, that we start by talking about budget, in terms of the federal government's budget, that until we get control of the entitlement program, Social Security, Medicare, and all those, we're not going to have any relief on any other. They can eat up all the money. And so you start there, that if agriculture is going to have programs, there are going to be other programs like the FBI and everybody else. There has to be a resolution of the budget process before you can really get on to anything else.
And then you also mentioned then, of course, tied in with that, farm policy and the farm bill.
Yes, because we are writing a farm bill in 2012, or hope to at least. It's probably a 50-50 chance that it get delayed till 2013. But the farm bill has to draw on federal resources, so somehow there has to be a budget resolution. Particularly, our concern is the whole risk nature of agriculture and the comments of farmers overwhelmingly in favor of crop insurance. So we have to have a program that works there, and that takes money.
Sounds like that farm bill debate is could get pretty contentious, what with the differing regions of the country and differing commodities.
Yes, if you look at the 2002 and 2008 farm bills, those worked partly because the leadership in the Congress was able to find some more money to help spend, to help smooth out all those differences. And this time, clearly, there's going to be less money to spend. So it's Nebraska against California and everything else. There has to be some meeting of the minds on how we're going to divvy up that money.
And then you also talked about regulations, and that's pretty high on your list of things that are really a big concern.
Yes, because the regulatory environment, not just in agriculture, but across the board, has just deteriorated seriously over the last few years, where producers do not know what to expect next. So the tendency then has become more defensive, to be concerned about all those things. And under both Republican and Democratic administrations, the regulations have grown. Whether it's Democrats or Republicans in Congress, the regulations have grown. And there has to be some meeting of the minds of getting some relief on the regulatory front if agriculture is to prosper long term.
So we've got, of course, the big elections coming up this fall. And I think a lot of people are wondering, you know, are we going to see big changes? Are we going to see people starting to resolve some of these issues going forward?
Well, to me, the election this fall is not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about people who recognize that we have a problem, that we have promised federal programs that we cannot sustain long term. And what the political process has to search out is what I would call the mushy middle, where I don't particularly like to be in, because I think things are pretty much black and white, but somehow a consensus in the middle of programs that we will change. How do we provide long-term stability, not pass tax policy for 2 months, but pass tax policy that's going to be in place for 10 years? How do we build that budget process long-term? And I don't believe we will be successful in this time through the election process. It probably takes another cycle or two before we finally get a good working middle group that can somehow find our way through this whole process.
So you think it might be a couple more years before people really get serious?
Yes, because the last 6 months' experience on the European Union has been extremely informative, that they supposedly didn't have the problems that the U.S. had, and then they found out the problems were a whole lot worse, and their total inability to see a way to make change when they know that they need to make change. And it looks like they need some time there. It looks like we're not at the point either where there's a consensus. We know there's a problem, that the budget deficit over $1 trillion a year. But there's been no way to say, okay, here's how we control these spending programs so that we don't have to borrow 30% of what we spend. And that will take some more political pressure to work that out.
So if you were going to give some advice to agricultural groups who are looking at policy going forward here, what kind of advice would you give them right now?
Well, first of all, this is the time to be engaged in the policy process. It's not like, well, I can set this one out and see what happens in 2013. These issues are too complex. They're too important. So you have to be involved now. The second point is that you cannot take a totally defensive, the world's coming to an end policy. That, you know, I've been in this business for a long time, and we had people in the late 1970s who said, we can't recover, that there's going to be a catastrophic crack up of this whole process. And it became very defensive and very negative. I believe we can work through these processes, and it'll only be because people take the bull by the horns. So I think you don't want to be defensive. You don't want to say, I can worry about this last year, that this is a time to be part of the process, whether it be tax policy, farm programs, it be trade, budget, whatever, that now's the time that they have to step forward.